What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the 14th. God, you know, I really need to start paying attention to what episode this is. But you know, welcome to the Monday's issue, new episode of Barrier Sports Talk Show with Cody Rodriguez. I am your host, Cody Rodriguez. And we're going to go over a few stuff that's been going on in the Bay Area sports this past weekend. Starting off with a couple of award games that happened on Friday and Sunday. And then we're going to go into one Sharks game. It's going to be a very, very short show. We're going to do that. Because there's no news for NFL from what I've seen, no key headlining news that you guys probably either haven't heard of or you guys don't want to hear. So I'm like, there's nothing really. And then there's nothing really going on for baseball besides the fact that there is a week left basically till opening night. I am excited. I have a bunch of tickets ready to be used for the upcoming A's and Giants and, you know, minor league teams, you know. So besides that, let's get right into it. We'll start off with a recap of the Warriors weekend. You know, and I predicted they played Friday and they played Sunday. And I was at the game Friday watching them play against the Chicago Bulls. Saw Derrick Rose got the warm-up along with Jack and Andrew Bogut, and they all looked fine, especially Derrick Rose coming off, his injury. He looks pretty fine. He was dropping threes from beyond the arc, and it was consistent. So, you know, and there's rumors that he might play tonight, so that'd be pretty cool and interesting to watch. But I predicted that the weekend that the Warriors would have gone 2-0, and it shows up that I should have just kept my mouth shut and just kept on saying Warriors would go 0-2, Sharks could go 0-1. You know, just keep on saying that. And they went 1-1 over the weekend. They lost to Chicago. I wouldn't say they lost to Chicago badly, but you know, there was a point in the game in the fourth quarter. I didn't even stay for the whole game, to be honest. It was during the fourth quarter, and me and my uncle were just going back and forth, and we're just like, okay, if it goes to a 40 point deficit, we're leaving. And it went to a 40 point deficit, we're like, we're done. They're not even putting the starters out there. Blaze Moore was out there. Jefferson was out there. So we're like, no, this is over. So it was just a bad start for the defense just in general. Them losing to Chicago 113-95. It was just a bad start in general for the defense because of they just let Jakeem Noah and Boozer just run all over them, including Lou Dang and Nate Robinson. You know, they just kept on running, and they looked like a different team than the team that lost to the Sacramento Kings a while ago on Wednesday. So they looked like a whole different team. So like I said, Noah, Boozer, and even Robinson were on fire that game. The highest margin that game went to was a 40-point lead for the Chicago Bulls. And from there, you know, it was over. The Bulls were just on fire. The Warriors couldn't do anything about it. And then, the whole game, it was pretty frustrating, especially the part where the Warriors didn't even have a three the whole game. You see Curry getting ready for a three. You see Klay getting ready for a three. You see Jared Jack getting ready for a three. And they shoot it, and it's nowhere near the rim. Or it was pathetic, and during the game was just over. When the fact that Adrian Beidrons gets ready for a free throw line. He misses the first free throw, and his second free throw, this is during the game, he airballs it. From there, you're like, this game's over. This is pathetic now. And you look over, and you see all the fans are leaving the game. They even say, I'm knowing that this game's over, you know, and I don't blame them. We spent a lot of money for the watch these teams play, and the way that the Warriors played against the Bulls was, I would really wish I had my money back, because that was really a pathetic performance out there. That's just me. This is just me coming from a game that I saw the Clippers play against the Warriors, and the Warriors kicked the Clippers' ass on Martin Luther King Day. So maybe I'm a little spoiled with the high wins, but you know, that's just how I see it. The team high for points was Jared Jack with 20 points coming off the bench. Like always, no threes for anyone, like I said before. And it was a very disappointing game from Curry, and also a disappointing game from Clay. But then there was some hope though. Sunday night, I told everyone that Sunday night was going to be a very key game, just for the fact that they were playing against Houston, who is just right below them, especially after that Friday night loss, right below them in the standings to take the sixth seed away from the Warriors. And they beat them, and it was a totally different team than we saw on Friday at Oracle. The Golden State Warriors beat the Houston Rockets at Houston, 108-78. That was a very good performance from the defense along with the offense. We saw the offense finally come out of these players and this team, and it was probably honestly Andrew Bogut's best game as a Warrior this season. It was a very big win to keep the Warriors in place of standings, like I said, keep it in the sixth place right now. I'll go into standings later. Curry was the Curry we knew. He wasn't the Curry that we saw on Friday against the Bulls, missing every three that was out there. He looked like the Curry we knew. 29 points, 11 assists. And then also, too, Klay out there with 26 points. And here's the one thing that helped Klay and the Warriors. He had 26 points, but he went for 10 for 18 on the field. That's something. And also, too, Andrew Bogut being on the defensive end, having 12 boards and 3 blocks. That's probably the defensive standout of the game, and also the best we've ever seen Andrew Bogut this season coming off his injury. And hopefully this is something that keeps on going. If you look at, and I made a, I'm looking through the schedule for the rest of the season, and I think the Warriors have a chance to keep the sixth seed, maybe go into seventh seed. But to be honest, if the Warriors go into eighth seed or seventh seed in the playoffs, my perspective is the team's done. There is no way you can beat the Spurs, and there's no way the Warriors could beat OKC when the other team has home field advantage. But if you go into sixth seed and play against the Los Angeles Clippers, we might have a chance. There's a highly good chance that the Warriors could do that. We saw that every time the Warriors and the Clippers play against each other, it's a good game, and they never give up. And hopefully that will happen in the first round if they keep the sixth seed. But they need to start winning games and prove that they belong in this sixth seed. They belong here. And that's the one thing I always stress about, is they need to win the games, the key games. But not just games, but the key games, just in order to stay in the playoff talk. Because, there's no way they could get back to fifth place with Denver just going and going and going, So, we'll start with the preview. Let's start with the preview for this week's for the Warriors. Monday, they started the road trip yesterday. But they're going to start off the road trip this week at New Orleans, and then on Wednesday they will be playing against the Spurs at San Antonio. Hopefully, you have to think that San Antonio wants revenge after what happened at Oakland a couple of weeks ago. So, but I think Monday should be an easy game for the Golden State Warriors to win, if they are the Golden State Warriors that we all think of and that we all know. If they lose to the New Orleans Hornets or freaking, we're going to call them the Pelicans. I don't know what to say. It's going to be one of those games where you just sit there and you're like, really? Did we really just lose to New Orleans? Did we just really? But the thing that New Orleans has is that they're home. The Warriors are away. This is the first game at New Orleans for the Warriors this season. But, it should be an easy game for the Warriors to win. I have no problem with that. Now, the Wednesday game at San Antonio, I have doubts about. I have doubts that they will probably come out of San Antonio with a W, because of the fact that they're at San Antonio and how good San Antonio is. Yeah, they don't have Tony Parker right now, but they have Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan's been a beast since Parker has been injured, and it just keeps going and going and going and going and going. And I feel like that even though the Warriors are thinking to themselves, or maybe they're not, maybe everyone's thinking that these are the Warriors, and they're probably going to lose. They're probably going to lose to San Antonio. If you're going to lose, go out strong. Give them what the Spurs have been talking about. Maybe this is a playoff preview. We don't know. Because we don't know where the Lakers are going to be at, or the Houston Rockets, or the Warriors will be at, but the way all three teams are playing. So you never No, this may be a playoff preview. So Warriors need to give the Spurs everything they got just to show the Spurs you don't want to face us in the playoffs, believe me. Even and the Spurs need to show the Warriors that we're still the number one seed in the Western Conference. Don't fuck with us. That's just how I see it. And as we talk about standings, Golden State is still in sixth, like I said, Houston's in seventh and Lakers are in eighth. But the Houston Rockets are only a half game now. They went from 2.5 games or 1.5 games to a half a game over a weekend. So now they are half a game away from the Golden State Warriors, and the Lakers are now 2 games away from the Warriors from sixth seed, from sixth place. So this could be good and this could be bad. It's mostly from what I'm seeing on paper, it's gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad for the Warriors if they keep losing games like they did on Friday to the teams like the Bulls, you know? And no credit to all the Bulls, credit to the Bulls at the fact that they are where they are right now without Derrick Rose. And you know, just the fact that, you know, if you could have beat a team like the Bulls, that's a good stepping stone. Not only did you beat the Miami Heat in Miami, not only did you beat the Spurs in Oakland and go in OKC in Oakland, but you also beat the Chicago Bulls in Oakland. You know, it just gives you that feeling that there's no team that can stop the Warriors right now. And it just showed that there is a couple teams that can stop the Warriors right now. All right, let's talk. I guess we could talk about San Jose Sharks. Does anyone really want to talk about San Jose Sharks? I ask this every week. Does anyone really want to talk about the San Jose Sharks? And if I say that, it's obvious because it was a bad, bad game that the Sharks had, especially against the Los Angeles Kings at Staples Center. You know, coming off the Thursday win against the LA Kings, you're hoping with all that confidence. The Sharks will beat the Kings easily. Nope. Just even this is in the first freaking period. Two goals go past Niemi, making it 2-0 in the first quarter in the first period. Just the first period for the LA Kings. And even though Patrick Marleau in the second period had his 14th of the season, bringing it to a 2-1 game, you know, you start thinking like, hey, as a Sharks fan, maybe there's a chance that the Sharks win this game. Then out of nowhere, the Kings say "fuck you," and then they just score 3 goals right there in the second period, forcing Antti Niemi to just be taken out of the game, go on the bench. And honestly, I always say that it's never Niemi's fault. This game, Niemi's fault. He was so lazy. All the broadcasters, everyone saw this, that Antti Niemi was the laziest goalie on the ice. He let goals go through him that he should have and he could have blocked, especially for someone at his what we talk, what we're saying, his, I guess, his skills. I guess we could say skills, but the way how he's been playing lately, the past, what, 3, 4 years, he should have blocked those goals, and he didn't. So I think that that only the fact that Niemi was lazy, but that sort of cost the game. That cost the game for the San Jose Sharks because they could have just kept on going and win against the Los Angeles Kings. And now we're starting off a really tough road trip off of a loss, like we always do. And no, it's just a bad game for the Sharks, a bad game for the Antti Niemi. And after this game, it just makes you so mad that you're a Sharks fan and you're sitting there like you just have to hear all the constant talking and nagging that all these other teams are giving the Sharks fans, saying, "Ha ha, you guys lost. You guys are almost out of the playoffs." You know, you just hear this, it just makes you upset to be a Sharks fan. I totally understand. Every time I see the Sharks play and they losing, I'm just like, "Here we go again. It's one of these freaking games." And then I end up turning off the TV. With all that said, we'll do a quick preview of the week and just close out the show right there. Short show, like I said, nothing really going on besides these two teams. Monday the Sharks are playing at Anaheim against the Ducks. Yay, tonight. And Wednesday night they will go into Edmonton to play against the Oilers once again. And I think Monday the Sharks, like I always say the Sharks can handle teams like the Ducks and teams like the Wild, all these other teams, but they always come out to be the sloppy team. And I honestly think that if the Sharks, unless Antti Niemi has a better set on view on how to play this damn game, I say if you want to win the game, put Stalock out there just to see what he could do as a starter. Maybe he's a future goalie for the San Jose Sharks. We don't know. But I personally think that Monday, the Sharks are going to have a tough time at Anaheim. And personally, I also think the Sharks will have a tough time at Edmonton. The way the Sharks have been playing, I'm saying this right now, Sharks go 0-2 this week. They're going to have a tough time against the second seed in the Western Conference, the Ducks, at Anaheim, too, to top it off, at the Pond. And also, too, I think that the Sharks are going to have a tough time at Edmonton. Because, you know, if you're the way that they're just playing in general, they're gonna have a tough time with any team. You're gonna have a tough time with any team. As long as it's a good team and it's scoring against anti-enemy, you're gonna have a tough time. You're gonna have a bad time. So let's go over the standings. 6th seed and 7th seed are tied to LA Kings and the Canucks at 32 points. And then there's the San Jose Sharks in 8th place with 30 points. 2 away. I'm just moving away from the 8th seed. If I'm a Sharks fan, I don't want to be at the 8th seed. I don't even want to be in the 7th seed. Because then if you're an 8th seed, you have to face the Chicago Blackhawks. They have home field advantage and in the first round. And then if you're in the 7th seed, then you have to face the Anaheim Ducks in the first round when they have home field advantage. So it's just bad for just in general. If you're the 8th or 7th seed, so I'm a Sharks fan. I want to stay at the 6th seed. I want to stay at the 7th seed. I want to stay at the 8th seed. And hopefully, you stay like that. And so I'm predicting Sharks go 0-2 this week, and the Warriors will go 1-1. You know, it sucks to be positive when the team is bad, and they just look bad when you say they're going to be good. You know, it just makes you look stupid. So I'm just keeping it serious, and I'm thinking that's what's going to happen. So with that, we're going to close off the show. Simple show, easy show, short show. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure to keep promoting, you know, trying to make people listen to the show. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. I'll see you guys Friday.